Chapter 56. Thomas grabbed Minho by the arm. "Somehow I have to get through that." He nodded toward the rolling pack of grievers between them and the cliff. They looked like one big mass of rumbling, spiked blubber, glistening with flashes of lights off steel. They were even more menacing in the faded gray light. Thomas waited for an answer as Minho and Newt exchanged a long glance. The anticipation of fighting was almost worse than the fear of it.
"They're coming!" Teresa yelled. "We have to do something!"
"You lead,"
Newt finally said to Minho, his face barely more than a whisper.
"Make a bloody path for Tommy and the girl.
Do it."
Minho nodded once, a steel look of resolve hardening his features. Then he turned toward the gladers.
"We head straight for the cliff. Fight through the middle. Push the shuckin' things toward the walls. What matters most is getting Thomas and Teresa to the griever hole."
Thomas looked away from him, back at the approaching monsters. They were only a few feet away. He gripped his poor excuse for a spear.
"We have to stay close together," he told Teresa. "Let them do the fighting. We have to get through that hole."
He felt like a coward, but he knew that any fighting, and any deaths, would be in vain if they didn't get that code punched, the door to the creators opened.
"I know," she replied. "Stick together."
"Ready!"
Minho yelled next to Thomas, raising his barbed wire-wrapped club into the air with one hand, a long silver knife in the other. He pointed the knife at the horde of grievers. A flash glinted off the blade.
"Now!"
The keeper ran forward without waiting for a response. Newt went after him, right on his heels. Then the rest of the gladers followed, a tight pack of roaring boys charging ahead to a bloody battle, weapons raised. Thomas held Teresa's hand, let them all go past, felt them bump him, smelled their sweat, sensed their terror, waiting for the perfect opportunity to make his own dash. Just as the first sounds of boys crashing into grievers filled the air, pierced with screams and roars of machinery and wood clacking against steel, Chuck ran past Thomas, who quickly reached out and grabbed his arm. Chuck stumbled backward, then looked up at Thomas, his eyes so full of fright, Thomas felt something shatter in his heart. In that split second, he'd made a decision.
"Chuck, you're with me and Teresa."
He said it forcefully, with authority, leaving no room for doubt. Chuck looked ahead at the engaged battle.
"But..."
He trailed off, and Thomas knew the boy relished the idea, though he was ashamed to admit it. Thomas quickly tried to save his dignity.
"We need your help in the griever hole, in case one of those things is in there waiting for us."
Chuck nodded quickly, too quickly. Again, Thomas felt the pang of sadness in his heart, felt the urge to get Chuck home safely stronger than he'd ever felt it before.
"Okay then," Thomas said. "Hold Teresa's other hand. Let's go."
Chuck did as he was told, trying so hard to act brave. And, Thomas noted, not saying a word, perhaps for the first time in his life.
"They've made an opening,"
Teresa shouted in Thomas's mind. It sent a quick snap of pain shooting through his skull. She pointed ahead, and Thomas saw the narrow aisle forming in the middle of the corridor, gladers fighting wildly to push the grievers toward the walls.
"Now!"
Thomas shouted. He sprinted ahead, pulling Teresa behind him, Teresa pulling Chuck behind her, running at full speed, spears and knives cocked for battle, forward into the bloody, scream-filled hallway of stone, toward the cliff. War raged around them. Gladers fought, panic-induced adrenaline driving them on. The sounds echoing off the walls were a cacophony of terror, human screams, metal clashing against metal, motors roaring, the haunted shrieks of the grievers, saws spinning, claws clasping, boys yelling for help. All was a blur, bloody and gray and flashes of steel. Thomas tried not to look left or right, only ahead, through the narrow gap formed by the gladers.